Welcome to Rohunu Guru Gedara Educational Program. I'm Manori Vikramasekara, a teacher from Ananda National School, Elpitiya. Today, we are gonna learn about a very interesting topic, as well as a very useful topic. Guess what? It's reported speech, or, in other words, indirect speech. Okay, what is reported speech? Why do we use reported speech? How do we use reported speech? You might be thinking about these things, right? We use reported speech to report or to write down what somebody has said. If somebody has told you something, it's going to be a court. A court means you copy the person's words exactly. You have to be really careful not to change their exact words. To get a clear understanding about the reported speech, we will take an example. Okay, suppose some of my friends have gone on a trip, but I couldn't join them. This is what they said to me about their trip. Hansi said that it was an unforgettable experience in her life. Hansi said that it was an unforgettable experience in her life. Sanduni said that it was her first time in Kandy. Sanduni said that it was her first time in Kandy. Chamara said that he had captured many photos. Chamara said that he had captured many photos. Kasun said that they had enjoyed a lot. Kasun said that they had enjoyed a lot. Okay. In this way, they told many things about their trip. Wait a minute. Did you notice that I didn't use the speaker's exact words there? But I reported the things they told with me. We will hear again what they said with me with their exact words. Hansi said, "It is an unforgettable experience in her life." Hansi said, "It is an unforgettable experience." Hansi said, "It is an unforgettable experience in my life." Hansi said, "It is an unforgettable experience in my life." Okay, how I reported it to you? Hansi said that it was an unforgettable experience in her life. Hansi said that it was an unforgettable experience in her life. Okay, did you notice any changes there? Yes, of course. There are many changes, such as the tense, the pronoun, the time expressions, the place expressions, etc. Well, now we will see the changes that happen in tense when reporting a statement. We will first pay our attention to present tense. Yes, the simple present tense is converted into simple past tense when reporting. The simple present tense is converted into simple past tense when reporting. Simple present tense, simple past tense. We will take an example for this. Meera has said, I never eat meat. I never eat meat. I think you all can understand that this is a sentence belongs to simple present tense. We report it this way. Meera said that he never ate meat. Meera said that he never ate meat. There, we changed the simple present form into simple past form. Meera said that he never ate meat. In direct speech, we use the verb eat, and you see that in indirect speech, it is not eat, but ate. Meera said that he never ate meat. There, the pronoun I changed into he. There, the pronoun I changed into he. Okay, then we will see what happens when reporting present continuous tense. Yes, we convert present continuous form into past continuous form. Present continuous tense into past continuous tense. That means am, is, are into was, were. Here we will go with an example. Nimali has said, I am writing an essay now. I am writing an essay now. We have to report it as Nimali said that she was writing an essay then. Nimali said that she was writing an essay then. I am writing into she was writing. Did you hear some other changes apart from the tense? Yes, the time expression, very good. Now into then. Okay, children, I hope now you can convert direct statements into reported speech. Shall we discuss a textbook activity then? All right. Please turn to page number 9 in your pupil's book. Page number 9 in your pupil's book. Unit 1, activity 7. Unit 1, activity 7. Please read the instructions. Write the following in reported speech. Question number 1. Nikki said, I was hungry. Nikki said, I was hungry. Okay, let's turn this into reported speech. Before that, I'm going to ask you some questions. My first question is, are there pronouns in this statement? Yes, very good. I. Do you change it? Exactly. Then how? Yes, very good. As he. Then tell me, what's the tense of this statement? Good. Simple past tense. How do we convert this simple past statement into reported speech? Yes, into past perfect tense. Okay then, please tell me the answer. Nikki said that he had been hungry. Nikki said that he had been hungry. Well done. Question number 2. Mother said, I'm busy. Mother said, I'm busy. Once again, please tell me, what are the pronouns given here? Yes, I. What's the verb in this question? Very good. Am. And the tense? Yes, simple present. Okay, children, let's convert this into reported speech. Mother said that I into she. Mother said that she was busy. Mother said that she was busy. Okay, let's move to the question number 3. Rakita said, we are happy. Rakita said, we are happy. Let's write this in reported speech. Rakita said that we are happy into they were happy. They were happy. Well done. Rakita said that they were happy. Rakita said that they were happy. Next question. Mr. Munavira said, the children played well. Mr. Munavira said, the children played well. Here we go. Mr. Munavira said that the children, yes, had played. Very good. Mr. Munavira said that the children had played well. Excellent. The last question. Question number 5. They said, we lived here for 10 years. Okay, let's turn this into reported speech together. They said that, yes, we into they. We said that they, very good, had lived there. Had lived there. Here changes into there. They said that they had lived there for 10 years. Again, they said that they had lived there for 10 years. Well done. Okay, dear children, let's read the questions and answers. Please repeat after me. 1. Nikki said, I was hungry. Nikki said that he had been hungry. Question number 2. Mother said, I'm busy. Mother said that she was busy. Question number 3. Rakit said, we are happy. Rakit said that they were happy. 4. Mr. Munavira said, the children played well. Mr. Munavira said that the children had played well. Number 5. They said, we lived here for 10 years. They said that they had lived there for 10 years. Okay, now you can refer to the task sheet we have given to you. There in the first activity, third question. I don't speak German. She said that she blank German. Well, which tense does this statement belong? Yes, you are right. It's simple present tense. Then how do you report this? We have to convert this statement into simple past tense. Then it comes like this. She said that she didn't speak German. She said that she didn't speak German. Well, I think it's clear to you. Now, we will see another example. Look at the last question, 8 of activity 1. The students aren't listening. The teacher said the students blank to her. The teacher said the students blank to her. What is the tense of this statement? Yes, it is present continuous tense. So, we have to convert it into past continuous tense. Present continuous tense into past continuous tense. So, the answer is, the teacher said the students weren't listening to her. The teacher said the students weren't listening to her. Yes. In this way, you can try out the other questions also. Well, now we will see some other statements from activity 2. Let's look at the first statement of activity 2. Angela likes fashion magazines. She said blank. It is simple present tense sentence. So, we can convert it into simple past tense in this manner. She said that Angela liked fashion magazines. She said that Angela liked fashion magazines. Okay, we will see the second statement. Charles is a wonderful person. How to report this statement? Yes, in the same way you can report this also. She said that Charles was a wonderful person. Once again, she said that Charles was a wonderful person. Let's see the third one also. I'm having a party tomorrow. I'm having a party tomorrow. Yes, we can report this statement as he said that he was having a party the next day. He said that he was having a party the next day. Okay, we will move to the fourth statement. These are my favorite books. These are my favorite books. Let's report this statement. He said that those were his favorite books. He said that those were his favorite books. Well, moving to the fifth one. We are having a great time. We are having a great time. Yes. How to report this? We can report this statement in this way. She said that they were having a great time. She said that they were having a great time. Yes. Well done. In this, you can complete the rest of the activities and do the pupils' activities related to reported speech. My dear children, now we have come to the end of the today's lesson. I hope you will practice more with your teachers. Goodbye, children. Hope to meet you again with another interesting lesson. Stay safe. Goodbye.